The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Jeff G Tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? We have a lot happening with the LA riots, lots of troublemaking on the side of Democrats as Donald Trump is giving me white pill vibes. First, well, I'm super white pill today. Bitcoin is doing well. Donald Trump seems to be wanting to put an iron fist and crack down on these states that are the problem of the Confederation, these states that that basically are allowing the violation of the law in their own state with the hope of gaining political power at the federal level. He seems to be trying hard, at least. I don't know if we'll get the results at the end, but if you crack down and they riot and you imprison them, if Trump can go as hard with the Californians' riots as the Democrats went with January 6th, that's a bunch of people in jail, that's a bunch of people neutralized, and potentially it's a change of the direction of the society. Cat Lady Genocide says, and Andy Warski is trying to shake off AIDS, lol. Yeah, can't shake off AIDS. When AIDS come, it stays deep inside of you. And I found in Alberta, because I've been here for a couple of months now, I still had to figure out the places where I can buy cheese and stuff like this. I'm so happy I found a decent... Let's try to zoom on the frame here. Like that. A decent cheese shop. It doesn't have the best of the best, but it has definitely some good quality cheeses. So I bought a Bria Savarin. Extremely melty cheese. I mean, you cut it and it starts to melt at the middle. Look at this. And you have to... you have to hold it in the crust because it's so liquid that it tries to flow out of the crust, and the taste is very intense. For a brie-like cheese, it's extremely liquid, extremely intense taste. A classic of Quebec, La Sauvagine, quite tasty, quite robust, soft cheese. And I bought full wheels of cheese. Now, this is my first time buying literal full wheels of cheese. This is one of my favorite, the Bleu Benedictine from Quebec, a blue cheese, but it's not like the Stilton where it's really aggressive in taste. It's really sweet in taste. To me, this is my favorite blue cheese, one of my favorites. This is how I like blue cheese. It has the blue taste, but it doesn't come too aggressive, and it's very sweet. I bought a full wheel, 2.2 kilograms, and then I bought a 5 kilogram wheel of Osso Irati, a pure sheep cheese. Now, it's not the best sheep cheese because it's not super aged. I think it would benefit from 1 or 2 years of aging. But it's still sheep, and sheep is always good, always creamy. It's just a very good cheese. It's not as good as a extra old Mimolette, but it's good, and it's not super dry like a Piave Stravecchio, but it's just an acceptable cheese, and to have the full wheel of it is quite an honor because you have really what the farmer did. Cat Lady Genocide says, how is sheep cheese compared to something like goat or cow cheese? Well, goat cheese has a very different taste, you know. Goat cheese is really beside cow cheese, whereas sheep cheese is not so far from cow. It's cow, but it's more creamy, and it has this recognizable taste in it, but not as aggressive as the goat cheese. The goat cheese is really, really a separate texture, separate taste, whereas the sheep cheese is not so far from the cow cheese, but it has this indescribable little taste to it. Blimpy Supervisor says sheep cheese is great and holds form better than goat. Yeah, personally, I prefer sheep to goat. Goat is an experience. Of course, if you have a good Valencé, well-dried, well-molded, it's interesting. It's it has this kind of spicy aspect to it on the tongue. But sheep cheese is more an everyday cheese that that you can just enjoy almost as if it came from the grocery store, you know, these mozzarella balls. It's good like this. It's not super complex. Now, sheep cheese that are aged for 2-3 years, they can be very good because they accumulate these tyrosine crystals and they accumulate a very a more concentrated taste. Joe Blix Sam says, has anyone made human cheese? Good question, I guess. I guess you could make human cheese in principle, but you would have to sacrifice a young man to extract the rennet from his stomach so that you have human rennet that can digest the human milk. It requires death. It requires sacrifice of a youth. Here we have a little baby born, and this Japanese woman, right after the baby is born, she's getting her sushi plates on a dragon. Very nice. Excellent post post-pregnancy food, a sushi plate. I guess it's in reference to the fact that they tell pregnant women not to eat sushi because it's raw fish. And I would say if you've never been ill eating sushi, you can keep eating sushi. There's not more chance that it hurts you suddenly out of nowhere because you're pregnant. The most frustrating thing about men...
The most frustrating thing about men is the fact that they refuse to acknowledge when they are being flirted with.
We'll go, you're so handsome.
And they just go...
Who sent you, huh? Huh? You're in a wire? Jeez. You're setting me up?
The most
I found this one funny because it's exactly what I've done with my current girlfriend. My current girlfriend comes to me, shows interest in me. Hey, Jeff, maybe we can make babies. And I'm like, you're setting me up? Where's your wire?
We're in a wire? Jeez. You're setting me up?
And it turned out to be true. It turned out that my girlfriend was not a journalist from the New York Times. So I have achieved happiness in my lifetime. I would have never believed this, but here I am, a happy man with a happy woman. So happy to be with her. It's incredible. Modern women have completely bought all of the lies of feminism. Let's see.
So recently I caught up with an old friend and she was telling me that she got divorced. And I was so surprised because her and her husband were such a cute couple and they had been together for 11 years. So I asked her, like, what happened? I figured something bad happened. She's like, honestly, I was just bored. Like, my husband, all he did was work. I was a stay-at-home mom. We had 3 kids, and I just got lonely and bored. And she had other friends that had, you know, boyfriends, or, like, they had just got married, and they were always going out, always going on vacation, always partying, like, going to the club, going to the bar, hanging out with friends, and they had did none of that. And when she would bring it up to her husband would always tell her, like, I gotta work. Like, you know, they had a big house. They had, nice things. Like, he was just trying to work. So they ended up getting divorced. And now, you know, she's single. She lives alone. She's working. And she's dating. So then I told her, oh, well, that must be exciting, like dating and stuff. And she's like, no, I can hate it. And I was like, why? And she's like, because all they want to do is just have fun. They just want to go to the club. They just want to go to the bar. They just want to hang out, have a good time, and then that's it. She said, no one wants to help me out. Like, I'm trying to find someone that's going to help take care of my kids. She's like, I just want someone to be a provider, not just a good time. So I was all like, well, wasn't that what your husband was doing? And she's like, I know. And I guess now her ex-husband is dating someone, like, seriously. They have been divorced for a total of 3 years, and he has been dating this girl for 2 years. She has 2 kids, and they're already living together. She says that he's fully taking care of her. Like, the girl doesn't work. She's a stay-at-home mom. They haven't had any new kids, but they're planning on having kids. And she's pissed because she's like, how can...
Well, that's a very good illustration of what's happening. Never forget, ladies, that your time is more precious than a man's time, because a man can have a second life. In fact, I can witness this myself. A man can be reborn 4 or 5 times and have a career of reproduction, building 4 or 5 families. Whenever you leave us, you are headed for whatever is your current situation, and then you're going to get poorer and poorer and poorer. Or you can team up with a man, and eventually you'll regret that you're not teamed up with a man, because your wealth will be flying away. Nicholas Petrus says, the woman in front sure is adding a lot to the video. yeah, it's weird that she's just standing there and listening, but actually she's pretty good in her commentary.
Can you move on?
Now, since you criticize her, let me fast forward to her commentary. I think she gets it right.
An example of a woman making the mistake of leaving a man based on the 90-10 theory. If you guys don't know what the 90-10 theory is, it's where a man can have 90% of what a woman wants in a man, but she becomes so focused on the 10% that man doesn't have that she breaks it off. She lets him go even though he has 90% of what she wants. And look, when a woman does this, she is fully convinced that she can find a man with 100% of what she wants. And then she goes out into the dating pool and she tries to find a man with that 10%.
I think it's an interesting theory. I had never heard it framed that way. But it is true. It is true. This kind of greediness in female decision making with respect to divorce is breaking society, because now you have to sell the house. Now you have to split the value of the house. Now whoever keeps the house has to be on a mortgage. We know it's not going to get paid. The couple is broken. The economic productivity is broken. The time with the children has become a zero-sum game where it's either you have time or I have time. It's a mess. It's a freaking mess. If we were to account for the cost of divorce to society, it would be massive, absolutely massive. Mr. Wisco says, this is why women shouldn't be allowed to make decisions. Patriarchy is the way. Absolutely. And yes, the kids are fucked, says Rockin' Robin Hood. Down the line, we're talking about kids that are more likely to end in criminality, kids who will end up in poorer neighborhoods, they will be badly influenced, their single mom will not have time to properly parent them, and they won't have the good decision-making to do it anyway. Here we have an efficient pan pizza maker. Does it really need to go that fast? I mean, very impressive work, but is this properly cut? I'm not sure. Here we have a woman who steals $100 or more value from Walmart or something, and then she goes on a police chase.
Had a lady walk out with two of our bog bags with products stuck into them. Okay. Here's my video of her. Yeah, she put them in, obviously you can see her putting them in the trunk of her car.
I just saw you walk out of my store with two bog bags filled with stuff.
Can you get me at least the price on the bags?
So that's $170.
It's got dark tinted windows on it.
So a bag is worth $170. Is it a bag that contains jewelry, maybe? I don't know.
It was silver, Honda.
Yeah, it might be behind me. There's one behind me right now. We're just coming up to Main and 99. Yeah, this is it.
Now she refuses to stop.
No, pull. Drop.
She's not pulling over.
Northbound.
Civilian tries to stop her.
I spot the 31 with him. 4911 random. They kept going. Traffic moved forward. We're going to be continuing northbound under the overpass here. I'll give you a direction here. Now we're going to be westbound on 25. They just took a pit on it.
Alright, next video to show what happens after that. Cat Lady Genocide says the amount of police cars, all that money wasted because of one crazy woman. Absolutely ridiculous. Society has to pay such a price for people who are predictably going to commit crimes. All right, that's it. I love police work. I love what they do. Saturday, there was this fight between Marib Vadishlevi and Sean O'Malley.
Here's a nice left hand by O'Malley, kind of caught him on the end of it. Dwabishwili comes back with a nice right hand.
Dvadishvili ended up winning. He ended up winning with some kind of a darce choke, I think. He basically dominated Sean O'Malley. This was their second fight, and Dvadishvili had won the first fight. And it just seems that Sean O'Malley, with his striking, because Sean O'Malley is kind of a Conor McGregor style sniper who just knocks out with a single counter punch. So we're talking about someone who doesn't have the talent to combat the ground game of Dvadishvili, and we're finding ourselves with the same situation with Khabib that we had with Khabib, which is the ground game is dominating. If you don't have the takedown defense, if you don't have what it takes to stop this guy from being over you or bringing you in a clinch systematically, you end up being able to do nothing because your punching power is only effective at range and in a standing fight. There's nothing we can do against these Georgian fighters, these Khabib, Dvadishvili, Islam. They all have this great ground game, which is currently dominating in the UFC. Farting Irish says, strange, I will try to refresh. He seems to be having problem. Yes, just refresh. Unfortunately, it should be the case that Rumble automatically starts playing when the show goes live. I can't believe that you don't have this functionality. It's absolutely possible to program this. You just have to make a web... I mean, I could program it. If anyone wants to contact the Rumble CEO, I will program it for free. You need a WebSocket connection that keeps everyone updated, every browser updated, and simply when the show goes live, it sends a little ping that says show live. And it tells the browser, go ahead and play the current show. It's very, very simple. It's very, very doable with modern programming languages. And if you have anything like a chat going on, you probably already have a WebSocket connection for your chat. So just add the functionality. When someone goes live, it plays automatically. We have a Giga Chad here who is just stopping a theft. He's just taking the basket and taking one extra item. Like, oops, I'm bringing this back in. Yes, that's one solution, since the security guards cannot do much. They'll be accused of kidnapping a black man, so they can't stop it. We have here the sexual predatory nature of prostitution in Thailand. Look, these girls are all pulling men, forcing them into bars. Look, he's literally getting pushed into the bar. This is sexual harassment, and they're paid for this, and men are easy to get deluded into the, oh, well, here's a bunch of cute girl calling for me, maybe I should go in there. New Guy Prime says, not in Thailand. Well, the tweet was mentioning walking down the streets of Thailand, but maybe it's not Thailand, I don't know. We have riots in LA, and the Democrat politicians are saying it's Donald Trump's fault. He's trying to provoke our population. He's trying to apply the law. And if applying the law is provoking your population, there's a problem with your population.
What we're seeing in LA is chaos caused by the administration. People should exercise their right to protest. That's their First Amendment right. But people should also exercise that right peacefully. We do not want to play into the administration's hands. We're working with officials. We're organizing resources. But what we're seeing in Los Angeles is chaos that is provoked by the administration. When you raid Home Depot and workplaces, when you tear parents and children apart, and when you run armored caravans through...
Well, deportation is going to lead to the separation of people who had up to then assumed that they could stay together. But if they did so illegally, there will be consequences. The riots happening in LA are not organic or spontaneous. They're designed to look chaotic, to cover up the fact that they're well-funded, exceptionally organized, and carried out by well-trained activists using intelligent, highly developed tactics. So here you have full organization with barricading. You see a lot of these Gaza flags or veils. They have some sort of substance here, perhaps Molotov cocktails being prepared. You have a very well organized making of shields that look like they are banners or stuff that they want to express, but they really are shield for defensive purposes against riot police. They are putting the American flag on fire here. Yes, this strikes me as a very organized protest, and the same kind we had in the Black Lives Matter times. Farting Irish says, this is being funded behind the scene. Here, a mom finds herself into the riots with her baby in the car, and She wants to stop the rioters from attacking her car, thinking, hey, I have a baby, I should be protected, but she still gets attacked and has to take her baby to safety.
There's a baby in the car!
Go!
Now she went running. There's a baby in the car and she goes running. I don't know what ended up happening. The FBI is offering a $50,000 reward for the information leading to this man. This man was apparently throwing rocks to agents that were fleeing the riot. But because these riots are all initiated by people who want to basically stop ICE from doing their basic deportation operation. And here this guy is totally breaking windows and very dangerously throwing rocks. I mean, this can end up killing someone. So there's now a $50,000 reward for finding this man. There are people that have become extremists of this big beautiful bill, and they kind of side with Nick Fuentes with this conception that, hey, immigration enforcement at this point is so important that it doesn't matter if we go into massive debt. And therefore, people like Thomas Massey, who have always been voting against bills that lead to too much indebtedness, they are treated as libertarians. They're treated as too weak on the border just because they're voting no for the BBB. Because that bill is not just an immigration enforcement bill. It's an immigration enforcement bill for which we're paying $1.6 trillion. To get $150 billion to enforce the border. So you have Aaron McIntyre, for example, that's coming out in the direction of Nick Fuentes. He says, I've repeatedly defended Massey over the objection of many right-wingers, and I'd like to say, I'm sorry, you were right. This is in response to Massey saying, if you enter this country illegally, you broke the law and you should be deported. Also, enforcing these laws should not require bankrupting the country. So we find ourselves here with a kind of hard right side developing that is calling out people who are opposed to the BBB because the BBB has a small segment of it that is aimed at immigration enforcement. And it's as if they're saying the small $150 billion is so important that the $1.6 trillion doesn't matter, that the rest of the money we spend, no matter... I think it's a very bad way to approach this. To think that we should sacrifice to the statists, the people who constantly want the growth of the state, to think that we should sacrifice to them just because they say yes to a little immigration enforcement demand... is not using the leverage properly here, the political leverage of the current situation. So I don't side with Aaron McIntyre here, and I do think that Thomas Massey is correct. We should be able to dream of both enforcing immigration law and not continue the ever growth of the American state, not continue the bureaucratic load of the current American state, and not continue these massive expensive bills that are putting the country in deficit. The peaceful left, they say, here we have a woman making some graffiti.
Soy mexicano, esa es mi bandera, yo la levanto por donde quiera.
Bro, this, if there's a red flag, it is a woman engaging in petty criminality. You can be sure that this woman will be trouble in the relationship. LAPD declares unlawful assembly, giving protesters 10 minutes to disperse. Those are currently happening events. This happened a few minutes before the show began. So you have these rioters and you have peaceful protesters. Once the protest is declared a riot, they all have to go home or they can be arrested. Here you have police cars. They're not police cars. They are Waymo cars. So those are the automated Google cars. They're worth $200,000 each car. And they're totally polluting the environment, burning away all of their gasoline and whatever batteries if they're electric. Can you imagine, I mean, how much pollution this is generating? Please understand, when you do the accounting of pollution, understand that immigration and having a bunch of illegals in your country generates massive amounts of pollution, because when you arrive to deport them, they put the whole car on fire. I mean, this, when I drive my car, I don't produce that much smoke. I may not produce that much smoke in the entire life of the car. So I'm being pursued by the government because I drive a car properly that will not catch fire. But no one is going after these acts of pollution. The full burning of a metal and plastic car. Mexican flags here. I mean, LA is totally lost territory. Forget about it. Frog Eyes says, burning lithium-ion batteries fumes are highly toxic. Those protesters just sharply shortened their lifespans. Jokes is on them. Oh, I'm sure they are breathing some very bad fumes here. We have some of them are receiving paintballs, marked tear gas balls. Seems like it's hurting. Blimpy Supervisor says semantics gives the lie to the mainstream environmental movement. Here we have ICE people being targeted with fireworks by the protesters. Let's go. So they were preparing behind the tree here. The woman is filming with fuck eyes.
Hey, watch out, let's go.
All right, a little use of fireworks here. We have at night, cars are getting stuck in protest and some of them are trying to flee or trying to avoid being completely destroyed. I don't know what this car is trying to accomplish. Now he's revolving because he doesn't want to get caught by the protesters. Or is he part of the protest? It seems like he wanted to bump into protesters at first. Whatever that was, total anarchy. And we have other cities where protests are developing, perhaps a little more constrained here in New York. So NYPD police responding to these protests. Look, this is all self-punishing leftism. And it's good that this happens because it's only in response to mere application of the law. We're talking about people who felt entitled to violate the law, to enter the country, and to stay here. And they're making a crisis on the basis that they're now paying the consequences for their illegal action. We have some nudity here, unsolicited nudity. I am God. Let's do ayahuasca. Holy shit. Now this is a red flag. Drugged up ayahuasca. Psychotic woman on the streets. Naked. I am God. Little pyramid with the eye. Holy shit. This is trouble in the home. Epic footage shows rioters' car blasted by LA County deputies. So that was a car on the side of the rioters, and the LA deputies, I don't know if it's LAPD, shoot toward the car. Seems like they are shooting. They are shooting non-lethal because it doesn't even seem to do a ping on the metal. It doesn't pierce the metal. So I would guess that they're shooting non-lethal bullets. Bro, how many millions of dollars are being invested in this shit? All right. So in the end, it's leftism, self-punishment, like these Waymo car. All that this will do is increase the insurance, increase the price of this service. Eventually, Waymo will become unviable because the rioters will always want to buy a Waymo car. No matter what their cause is. They come with masks, bikes, they stop at a given position, they make damage, and then they flee so they're not caught. Very professional, prepared type of tactics. CNN is left baffled as people in LA are now using their vehicles against the anti-ICE rioters. So this is another camera angle from the earlier van that we saw.
For them, but it's important to remember that even that deployment, which was wanted by the governor, was quite...
So see, he's getting rocks shot in his windows and... That's where he starts veering in donut form.
So you're seeing some, this is live. Yeah, you're seeing not great conduct. And I wonder where the police are there. But you're seeing the deployment of a military asset that's not aligned with state and locals. And we certainly know from the LA riots that was not very organized. So.
And what she's commenting on here is very important. It's that we have such conflicts between the federal government and the state governments at this point that a statement of the federal government may not be factually accepted by the state. You could have a Donald Trump that says this is an insurrection. And of course, you're going to get a Gavin Newsom that says this is not an insurrection. And this is where I'm interested at what will happen with this situation, because it could be a first tension where we see the federal government just impose something on democratic states. Because as long as we don't intervene, democratic states keep becoming these centers of corruption that invite so many illegal migrants that they actually increase their population counts artificially. And there's no solution until we have some kind of a conflict. Yes, some kind of a war, a federal versus Democrat state war of some sort. Here throwing rocks at ICE agents from the top of a bridge.
Get down!
So this guy appears to have been hit by a rock on the helmet, maybe, and maybe lost his helmet. Let's look at this guy here. I'm gonna have to refresh because rewinding a video is not an option on Twitter yet. You may have a rewind button, but you don't have the rewind functionality. But let's look at one of these guys is losing his helmet.
Get down!
Boom.
Oh.
And the helmet just bumps out.
Oh, he got fucked. Oh. Fuck yeah.
You got entire police cars just being destroyed by the anarchy. Farting Irish says, that is enough to kill right there. That is attempted murder. Yeah, hopefully there's so many videos out there that people end up being caught, because this is why I'm very enthusiastic about this whole situation. If we can get the most leftist component and most Mexican component of California in jail because we catch them for petty crime, graffitis, illegal protest, if we can give them trouble at the federal level, then you start having a mechanism by which America could be fixed. America could be fixed if the federal government really wants to crack down on these basically illegal states, because they are states that are explicitly adopting a sanctuary policy, and the cities are adopting sanctuary policies, meaning we will let some illegal things happen in our jurisdiction because the federal government won't do anything about it. But if the federal government starts doing something about it, then you have a future that looks bright for America. I'm not saying we will recover full demographic dominance of whites. I'm not saying we will recover fully areas like California. But on the path of an America that is increasingly divided, we can have a mechanism that makes their little fraud hard and costly for themselves. And that's very white-pilling. California dreaming. Pretty soon, action in a dozen other states, you can be sure. Call me crazy, but I think them politicians in LA publicly encouraging riots helps explain why they're also incapable of issuing building permits for the fires months ago, according to Mark Hemingway. It's not just the riots. These states are becoming crap. And they're becoming crap because of their own policy, and they have communist policies to take over all of these houses that were burned. They want to make it basically impossible for homeowners to rebuild. And they're going to have this whole climate change policy. You can't rebuild unless you deal with our climate change contractors. And in the end, they're just going to take away the property of people. And these states must be punished for doing this. And for letting all sorts of violence happen against white people, too. Here we have in Chicago, three blacks hitting on a single white. It's always these gangs hitting together, absolute zero honor.
Oh,
And see, he's unconscious and neutralized, and they keep hitting on him. They want to create brain damage so that this white guy becomes as damaged as the black guy's hitting him. That's why you don't want to pick these fights, because there's not going to be justice. If you pick a fight against a single black guy, other black guys will come in, and now you're one against three. No matter how much of a ninja you are, you will end up losing. And they don't have honor, so when you're down, they keep hitting because they want you to be brain damaged or dead. That is the genocidal strategy of blacks right now. Sneed for Life says they are bad blacks. They are bringing blacks into disrepute. Okay. But still, apply probabilistic thinking in your everyday life, okay? and you'll find that it's not to your interest to engage in any fight against these people. You just need to move away. YouTuber kills another YouTuber. See, this is amazing because people like me are getting banned and shadow banned from YouTube. And yet, on the argument that, oh, well, what you say could eventually maybe do violence, and we're not even sure why. But then you have literal YouTuber assassins. And this is a case of a spat between two YouTubers that I don't know about, Sin City, Manny Wise, and Finny the Legend. Who knows who these people are? Apparently, they are food YouTubers. They were in Las Vegas and they ate each other. And you have here, you'll see on the live stream. One of the YouTubers comes and kills the YouTuber and the girl that was accompanying him. So here you have the guy who's going to be the assassin and his black wife or black girlfriend trying to convince him not to kill or not to seek trouble. And ho, he pulls a gun and shoots. And pow, 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 pow. Continues shooting. Really an assassination with the goal of killing the two. And you have here another angle. Let's see this one. So this guy is the YouTuber assassin. Well, it's the same angle, turns out, but with a circle. I love how the black woman reacts to the camera.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't know what's going on down there, but everybody just ran this way.
Okay, so that's in the aftermath. And apparently he had already indicated on YouTube to have the intent of killing this guy. So this is where the TOS of YouTube is ridiculous. It goes against non-violent whites, and like me, and it totally fails to catch actual signs of violence. Here, a couple of weeks ago, the guy indicating his intent to kill him.
Let me catch you on a red light, Finny.
I'll catch you on a red light, Finny. Boom, boom, boom. And he has all this bizarre makeup.
That fat boy over there in Arizona? Somebody got checked on. Send me the picture. I want to see that shit. Somebody got to do it.
somebody got to do it. So many videos in which he was appearing, telling in advance his intent. Farting Irish says Google definitely has the resources to track and act on this. Absolutely. I mean, they detect anything they want, but they don't want to detect this. They want to detect JF having an opinion. JF having an opinion about politics. President Trump called Iran a tough negotiator after the country rejected his latest nuclear proposal, stating that the holdup is over uranium enrichment. Trump insists that Iran can't enrich any uranium, but so far Iran is not there, despite the alternative being very, very dire. So yes, I was calling out these news items when they were coming out, because they were saying, oh, we have a deal, there's a deal, there's a pre-approved deal. And I was like, well, again, you know, you can spot any press conference news you want. And these fake news report of anonymous reports on Twitter. But in the end, if the public position of Iran is we still want to do uranium enrichment because it's needed for our energy generation, and the public position of Trump is the Israeli one, which is no enrichment at all, then you have an issue, and it's not going to happen. You can say there's a deal, they can bluff on one side or the other, but you have nothing signed. Meanwhile, we have Greta. I love what Greta is doing. So Greta took a boat and live streamed from that boat and uploaded videos to her Twitter. And she was on her way with this boat to deliver humanitarian aid to Gaza, which is decent as a position. You know, you can argue, given we've seen the difficulties of access, we've seen the Israeli blockades on aid. There is truly a genocide of the population through starvation currently happening in Gaza. So Greta Thunberg, you know, troublemaker of the world, she thinks, I'm going to take a boat and just deliver aid myself to Gaza. We don't have any guns. I just have my autistic frog, 4chan frog, Pepe hat. Fisherman at, I guess, and I'm just here to deliver aid. And knowing that she is Greta, she gets all of the press coverage indicating, you know, that the Israeli government will know that this is the boat of Greta and they can't just shoot it and deal with the international backlash of, oh God, we just shot Greta. We just blew Greta Thunberg. That would have been hilarious in itself, but it's not what happened. Instead, the Israeli army just embarked on their boat, captured all of them, and brought them into a kind of rescue boat slash imprisonment boat, where they were given bottles of water and Israeli sandwiches. And someone was commenting, find someone in life that looks at you the way Greta Thunberg looks at this Israeli sandwich. She's looking at it with a smile. I don't know what this smile means. Does it mean, oh, I'm hungry, I can't wait to eat it? Or does it mean, no, thank you, I don't need anything and I'm not going to eat something provided by the Israeli government? I think that the smile could mean both. The emotion is not clear here, but there she is. I love that she did this, because it's very rare that I can agree with something of the left. And this is a point on which we can agree. The violence done to Gaza is unacceptable, and at the very least, humanitarian aid should be better provided and not blocked. But also, more than this, the genocide shouldn't be happening at all. So I love that I can be hand in hand with Greta here and root for her. I think that she's just going to get captured and they're not going to blow her boat out. They captured her. They're probably just going to deport her or something like this. The aid probably will not get to its target, but that's the whole point, to to make a public demonstration of, look, even if you were to take a boat and literally go there just to drop food, they will stop you. And that is the point. The point of this exercise is to show you have here a blockade of humanitarian aid happening. Greta, you know, has been very much within the system with her big thing at the beginning. The reason she is known as an activist is that she started this whole revolt against the school day, where in order to protest for climate change, there was an international movement of kids not going to school, refusing to go to school on that day and protesting outside. So that is what she's known for. Now, that's a very within system way of doing stuff. First, it's the school. You know, there's going to be all sorts of public school teachers totally on the side of climate change protest. You know, they're gonna organize the day without school to be an opportunity to learn about climate change. And you know that this is all formulated in a format that is very much compatible with the system, but that presents itself as a kind of edgy act. Oh, you're not going to school. Wow, you really are a tough person here. Tough person for climate change. So there was, in her beginning, something very leftist about what she was doing. But she totally rotated to the Israeli issue. And that is absolutely fantastic that we can have someone who has acquired a leftist ear say things that are neither left nor right, and that can bring people to the ideas that we've been talking about for decades. Parting Irish says, Sweden is so angry they're going to import 10,000 migrants. In protest against Greta Thunberg's action, we will import 10,000 more Africans. Here we have the Ukraine and Russia war is continuing. There's lots of passive-aggressive little drone attacks from the Ukraine side against Russian jets, Russian, planes, oil reserves. We've seen a lot of things of high value getting blown up by little drones, little suicide drones from the side of Ukraine. So, and at the front line, the war continues here with a Ukrainian tank blown up by a remote mine or a ground-activated mine. Why do they add this music instead of giving us the actual audio? Here we have Greta's team being captured. Some people say kidnapped. Greta has published a video herself saying, we are being kidnapped by the Israeli side. They have been imprisoned in some form. They have been captured, kidnapped, call it what you want. Here they are receiving some water. So the Israeli side, this is probably all very intentional. The Israeli side decided to make this video where they hand out sandwiches. And it's probably because this was handled politically at a very high level, where they said, okay, we know that Greta is coming. What do we do? And the political order was probably show lots of humanness. We don't want to hurt them. Show them that we give them food, that we give them water, so that they are well treated. Because ultimately, it's a PR exercise on both sides. Greta is trying to have her rights violated, and Israel is trying to show that they are willing to respect her rights. So it's all a PR opportunity on both sides. Here we have a guy who, in the dating world, doesn't want to hear any bullshit. The question is just, are you interested in me?
We are very different.
That's all I need to know.
She said, we are very different. He says, it's all I need to know.
Thank you.
No, have time. No, shut up. Please. Let me talk.
Oh, you have good night.
No, but we can be friends. You don't want to be my friend.
No, I don't want to be your friend. You are not very interesting. You know, I wouldn't be interacting with women if it wasn't of the whole reproduction thing. And you are certainly not a good counselor because you don't want to have babies with me. So I need to go out there and find women who are not like you and who do want to make babies with me.
You know, I'm 40 years old. I ain't got time for that bull.
I'm 40 year old. I ain't got time for that bullshit. Yeah. So here we have new video. A new video of the assassination attempt of Miguel Uribe, the president of Colombia. Well, senator and presidential candidate of Colombia. We have a new angle that where we see more. So you see, it's a 15-year-old that comes here and raises a gun toward his head, and then pow, shoots him in the cranium. And apparently, I believe he has survived up to now. I believe he may have survived, which is, it was a straight shot to the head. Trump on Greta Thunberg. I think that's an old video of Trump. I don't think it's recent. Let's see.
Do you have a message for Greta Thunberg? And did she come up on your call with the prime minister today?
Well, she's a strange person. She's a young, angry person. I don't know if it's real anger. It's hard to believe, actually. But I saw what happened. She's certainly different. Anger management. I think she has to go to an anger management class.
I think that was when she said, "How dare you?" or something like this. She has to go to an anger management class.
Do you primary recommendation for
Was she kidnapped by Israel?
Oh, no. Okay. So it's a recent video because they mentioned the Israeli kidnapping.
As she says, kidnapped?
I think Israel has enough problems without kidnapping Greta Thunberg.
Do you have...
This is the I wouldn't even rape you kind of position, but transferred to it, the Israeli question. It's like, you wouldn't want to kidnap Greta Thunberg. And Trump can be funny. Trump can be funny. Newsom nightmare. Trump would arrest the California governor as Besant warns over criminal tax evasion. As Los Angeles grapples with escalating riots targeting ICE agents conducting immigration enforcement operations, California Governor Gavin Newsom faces a mounting cascade of crises. Trump suggested that Newsom should be arrested over his mishandling of the situation. So the whole idea would be that he would be accused of perhaps evasion of the law, helping in evading the law, helping these migrants to be hidden, and perhaps even some things related to tax evasion, since all of these illegals probably work under the table. What else do we have? I think this is it. People are reporting that Mr. Beast, African wells that he did to help Africa, apparently they're all going unmaintained and abandoned. Every well donated by Mr. Beast has become abandoned. Mr. Beast provided both the wells and maintenance training to the locals 1 year ago. Many claim the water is life. Well initiative was colonial and doomed to fail. If Mr. Beast genuinely wants to help Africa, he could redirect his enormous resources and influence toward enabling African solutions rather than importing Western ones. Water wells are Western. Yeah, in a way. Yeah, and I mean, but water is more than Western. Water is a life solution. It's a solution that everyone needs. I guess you could say that a well is a Western solution, but then water itself is needed for life, and that was before even Western civilization existed. But see, they're always on the demand. It's always, oh well, why don't you use your political power to let the Africans solve their own problems? But it's very hard to throw money at an African village and just hope that they will drill a well with it. It's not happening. Blimpy supervisor says, then a donkey falls in the well and the people would rather walk further for water than to drag the dead thing out. Oh, is this what's happening? Dead donkeys at the bottom of the wells? I would think that those wells are not big wells where a donkey can fall in them. I would think they are wells of this size so that nothing can fall in and it can just water can just be pumped out. Okay, that is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for being with me, and we'll be following all of these situations throughout the week. I'm stoked. It looks like a good week coming for Bitcoin. I'm excited. Bye-bye.